This year, the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, despite all the stress of COVID-19, stayed afloat. Even with all the extra challenges of virtual school and social distancing, students kept calling in, DJing from home, and sharing their stories over the airwaves. As we reflect, we'd like to share some of the powerful moments from these students over the past 12 months. This is our bittersweet farewell to 2020. Before we start, here is Beth Weisong, our fearless leader and executive director, starting us off with an update on what we've been doing for the past year.
Good afternoon and Happy New Year from everyone at the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. My name is Beth Weisong, and I'm the director of the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. And though 2020 has been an interesting year and a challenging time for most of us, Youth Radio at KDK has remained strong, and we've been able to continue our mission of empowering students to build self-confidence and develop leadership skills. I'm grateful that we have remained a resource for students and families during these challenging times. For kids and adults alike, it's been a year of social distancing and ups and downs while schools adapt to a hybrid of virtual and in-person learning. Through all that, ASYEP has been able to provide our programs so that kids could stay involved with Youth Radio. 2020 has not been all that bad for us here at KDNK. We celebrated our 20th anniversary through a very special five-hour radio program that featured voices from the past, present, and future of ASYEP. The news team also hosted an interactive concert with local band Let Them Roar. Our 6 hours of music programming did not miss a beat, and when we were first faced with the pandemic, our instructors, Paige Gibbons, Suzanne Fitzgerald, Drea Marsh, Pam Rosenthal, and Alejandra Rico, worked with kids remotely so that they were able to do their radio shows from the comfort of their home. Now we are grateful that we are safely back at the radio station, and you can still hear our youth DJs on Sunday and Monday afternoons from 2 to 4, and Thursday night from 7 to 9. We hired a new program director, Hallie Zander, who has been bringing us creative, insightful, and inspiring stories about youth initiatives. Her talent has taken our public affairs programming to the next level, and she is working with students to create podcasts and stories of their own. Our news team director, Adele Kraft, ran media workshops over the summer to keep kids engaged in the community, and our middle school news team has been meeting both virtually and safely distanced in the backyard of KDNK. You can hear their public affairs show every third Monday of the month at 4 p.m. We've continued our partnerships with the Family Resource Center of the Roaring Fork Schools, Gay for Good of the Rocky Mountains, and we've done stories that featured Youth Zone, Colorado Rocky Mountain Schools, Bridges Graduation, and many more. Our partnerships and collaborations are strong. Our student fundraising team did a summer fundraising campaign and raised over $1,500 for Youth Radio. And in honor of our 20th year, with the help of our board of directors, we raised $20,000 to help continue our mission. There is no doubt that 2020 has been a challenging time, but I'm extremely grateful for the support of KDNK, our donors, listeners, board of directors, staff, and most important, our dedicated youth DJs and participants who have kept our program thriving this year. We are looking forward to 2021, where we will continue our exciting projects that empower kids to use their voice. Thank you to all our supporters, and Happy New Year from the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program.
A big part of the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program is our classroom collaborations. Students across the Roaring Fork Valley call in and share pieces of academic and creative work. Sometimes it's a call to action in our community in the form of a public service announcement. Sometimes it's a personal story about overcoming adversity. Students who don't have a regular DJ set can still experience the thrill of being featured on KDNK. First up is Jayzel, a student from Roaring Fork High School, who told listeners about a racist incident on RAFTA and how it has fueled her activism.
While I had my forehead resting on the bus window, gazing out to the mountains loaded with aspen trees, I noticed we were halted at one of the bus stops before my destination. A middle-aged white woman grabbed the railing to step into the bus. She sat on the seat next to me. I wondered why she did that, because the rest of the bus was unfilled. Practically, it was only the moderately aged lady and I. At the time, I had one of my earbuds in while listening to my favorite album. When I reached for my other earbud, the lady started to have a conversation with the bus driver. I put my earbud back down. It startled me when I heard the lady asking the bus driver why she had let me on the bus. I quickly turned the volume of my music all the way down and paid close attention to what the bus driver was going to say. I felt agitated. The bus driver looked through the rearview mirror and said, "Why are you asking? Everyone is allowed on this bus, including the young lady." The white lady responded, "She is Mexican. She shouldn't be. All they do is take her jobs and complain when their paycheck is a dollar short." I quickly took my earbud out and looked at the white lady and proceeded to say, "Excuse me, ma'am. Just because a person has brown skin does not mean they're Mexican. I will not tolerate your behavior. I'm just letting you know that Hispanics face daily judgment for doing the jobs that no one else wants to do because apparently some people believe it is a personality trait cleaning toilets. They believe they're better than cleaning toilets." For 2 minutes, we sat in silence. The woman kept giving me a death stare. I was enraged. She just proceeded to roll her eyes, but the bus driver asked her to step out of the bus and wait for the next one. Being born and raised in a country to which my parents migrated to has had its advantages and disadvantages. After all, I have been taught not to be embarrassed or scared to show where my family roots are from. Growing up, I have consistently had an exceptionally diverse Hispanic friend group. For instance, I have companions who are Mexicans, Hondurans, Guatemalans, and even Salvadorans, which is where my family is from. I have learned how to love everyone the same regardless of where they're from. In the United States, there is a lot of disdain with the Hispanic immigrants. It is an exceptionally disputable topic that has recently been talked about more during these past couple of years. It led a large portion of the Hispanic community to come together to fight for the right to be treated with dignity. We are all human beings. However, all things considered, it comes down to the color of your skin. I still can't come to an understanding of the hatred that individuals have towards ethnic minorities. It disheartens me because I am part of the community that has to face racism, but our society needs to improve for the better of everyone. This past year, we have seen numerous movements dedicated towards many minorities, one of them being the Black Lives Matter movement that gained a lot of support and attention due to the death of a black man named George Floyd, who was killed violently by a police officer. His death went viral. From this, many people started a massive protest that moved from state to state and also to other countries. This, of course, arose a controversy between some white Americans and minorities. The controversies varied from political views, race, police involvement, and the lack of support to minorities in the United States. Seeing this all go down on social media and on the news made me want to do something about it. I attended a peaceful protest that my valley organized. In addition, I also signed many important petitions that were going around concerning the deaths of innocent black and Hispanic individuals. For instance, I signed petitions for Vanessa Guillen's justice for her brutal murder and for punishing the police officers who killed George Floyd. I was consistently posting informative information on my Instagram to educate those who were not aware of what was happening around the states. I felt righteous with my contributions to my community. In all, I believe that all minorities need an opportunity to be heard. Our society needs to come together to form a more stable community. Our generation has taken the time to educate others with social occurrences. We have taken that knowledge and learned to be true to ourselves and to love others unconditionally, regardless of the color of their skin. Altogether, many of us have learned that actions speak louder than words. We have overcome numerous controversial topics in the past. Why not fight for more?
In May this year, AZYEP celebrated Poetry Month by opening up the mic to our local student poets, who share original pieces over the airwaves. Here is Levi Razor with his original poem, when you want something hot to drink.
I watch the man who sits across from me in the brightly lit coffee shop as he rubs both his scarred hands together and scratches at his salt and pepper beard. His eyes, the same tired shade of brown as his hat. He's stuck on the same road that I am, driving around in circles, unable to escape. One of these days, I really think about pulling over and emptying my life out of the back of the trunk. All my possessions, a sum of cardboard boxes, recycled bottle caps, and half-eaten pizzas. Can a person's self-worth really ever be measured by the things that they have? Is a life worth more than material possessions? I watched little kids run down the street, chasing each other with large, intermingled tree branches, laughing like hyenas and dancing on the tips of their toes as they go. If such a simple object can bring them such joy, do we really need all these mass-manufactured monstrosities? Layers of unnecessary packaging and blankets of styrofoam. Does anyone ever think where we're gonna put all this garbage? I once knew a man that lived out of his pockets. He carried the road on his back and made us in luck as he went. He handed out smiles like how an old lady hands out hard candies out of her purse. Never conformed to society's rule and believed what was in a man's heart was worth much more than what was in his wallet. I watch the news on my TV screen as an endless loop of lies and deceit. People always seem to be talking about the problem, but I never really see them doing anything to fix it, and they're always blaming the person who tries. I met a man today who was mumbling something about how it's a day for the human race, probably referencing something I don't pay attention to. But isn't it always an important day for the human race? I mean, isn't something always happening and aren't we always calling it progress when in reality we're just sitting back and waiting for things to change? I watch the man who sits across from me in the brightly lit coffee shop, his wise old eyes too small for his head and his nose chiseled out of clay. He hums the tune to some familiar song that I just can't remember the name of. It's on the tip of my tongue, the melody weaving its way through my mind, my eyes rolling to the back of my head. I feel the comforting hand of sleep reaching out and try to grab me. I quickly jerk away. Why am I always so tired? The handicapped hallucinations of hollow howls echo through my mind. Why am I always so tired? Drowsiness sweeps over me like a blanket of ignorance. Is this the way they want us to feel? Running around from place to place, always in a hurry like a mouse in a maze. Never time to stop and appreciate what you have, because if you don't work hard and you don't make money, you won't have anything to appreciate in the first place. But isn't that a flawed system? I stand in the cold and I stare at these beautiful blue and white mountains and think about those long carefree summer weekends where you'd drive down to the family lake house or go camping underneath the stars, just surrounded by nature and the people you love, living in the moment and being grateful for what you have. I feel like these days people are always worried about what's going to happen next. When am I going to get paid next? When's my next vacation going to be? Hey, when's that next movie coming out? No one ever stops and looks around anymore. No one's ever grateful for what's right in front of them. They're always trying to look at just what's right behind it. I watch the man who sits across from me in the brightly lit coffee shop. His hair meticulously weaved out of barbed wire and his big red nose shines like shoe polish. He smiles at me with seashell teeth as shattering bombshells explode behind us. He leans over to me across the table and whispers something in my ear. His words are thick like molasses, yet sweet like honey. And I know from that moment forward, as long as there are people like him in this world, there will always be hope.
At the start of the school year, students had to get creative with how they were going to study and interact in this online format. Here's a clip of students in the Valley who have founded the Student Activist Society during a pandemic and what they're doing to promote social justice. As a student activist, one of the first things you need to do is to make sure that your community understands your issue. If your classmates don't care enough about your cause to show up, it severely limits your potential. That's why, here at Roaring Fork High School, four seniors have started an activism club this semester.
And part of the reason that we started this club was to initiate and activate some student activism, especially in our school, just to get some student voices out there and get them interested in politics. Our community is so unique in that it's a confluence of multiple sides of politics and different perspectives. So we really just wanted not to be politically biased, and we wanted to just make a safe space for everybody to have difficult conversations, because we don't want it to just be an echo chamber where we're just repeating the same things and agreeing with each other. We want to have difficult conversations that actually enact change in our community.
And I think one of the main reasons why I decided to join this activism club was just to make sure that us as young people were creating this in order to like lead on the new generation of students that were coming into Roaring Fork. And I thought it was really important to create this safe space for conversation, especially in the climate that our country is right now.
This summer, Vanessa Leon, Carrie Lopez, Izzy Knaus, and Jessica Collar decided to create an intentional space where students can discuss political issues.
Have an actual conversation instead of these random arguments or like attacking tweets that you'll see on Instagram.
Like, we're definitely not experts. This will be a collective learning process because we're all trying to learn and grow from these conversations that we're having.
We're also high school seniors, so we're not professionals at all, and we don't make it out to be that way. We just want to encourage people to do their own research and make their own opinions and, you know, have a voice.
Essentially, they want their fellow students to be able to ask questions and learn about controversial topics that can otherwise drive a wedge between them. One way they plan to do that is through their very own podcast called Let's Talk About It.
Welcome to the first ever episode of Let's Talk About It, a podcast created by four Roaring Fork High School seniors in the attempt to shed light and create conversations around hard issues.
We just saw a need for it. We just saw a need for a club like this, especially with the...
And while they want to leave it open for the entire club to decide what issues they cover, they are starting off the semester with what they believe is the most relevant issue, which made them all want to act in the first place.
So our first issue is Black Lives Matter, just because it is so relevant right now. There's a long history of injustices and discrimination and institutionalized oppression towards Black people. And the George Floyd shooting and killing really just sort of propelled me into, like, I want to do something about this. Like, this is not fair. This is not right.
The problem is, if you support something for long enough and then you don't see any change happening, it gets really frustrating and really disheartening. At a certain point, I feel like everyone has to start acting. Otherwise, the support means, very little.
Our country has had these problems for a long time, right? That these things haven't just come about in like a year or two. Like, these have been reoccurring things that have been happening for centuries, you know? Black people have been oppressed for centuries. These issues exist. They are long overdue for some justice, and we just need to do something about it now.
And it turns out all hope is not lost. Their action has actually been inspired by some of the new laws and policy changes that have occurred since Black Lives Matter protests have been amping up.
Well, I think something that's inspired me is with all these protests, people are starting to like defund the police and starting to create laws to ban chokeholds in certain police departments. So doing these things to limit police brutality and just create real change within the system is really inspiring to see.
Yeah, something that really inspired me to call myself an activist was in 2015 when the federal government finally legalized gay marriage. That was a decades-long battle, and that was just really cool to see, and that really inspired me. Like, I'm just an individual, but, like, we can make change.
Yeah, I think it's also interesting that we're, like, so young, but we have seen a lot of change happen since we were born to, like, right now.
2016 was definitely at an age for us to realize and be more aware and recognize what the election means and how that can happen. And I feel like that influenced me a lot, just seeing the change of our nation and the election cycle and everything.
This year was also ASYEP's 20th anniversary, and some students gave live speeches during this special event, including Liliana. Since she started working with ASYEP, she has really grown.
I have always been a quiet girl that wouldn't like to raise her hand to ask questions. I never really liked being the center of attention, and I wouldn't like doing class presentations. I would feel nervous and freak out. But since joining the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program, I have improved greatly in speaking in public, and I get less nervous about it. The program has also helped me have a voice in the community. I have been in the program for about 6 years now. In addition, I also practice Taekwondo and am a first Dan black belt. AZYEP has helped me become a leader in my Taekwondo class because I am more confident about teaching and helping the younger students learn new things. I have seen my own personal growth and I'm so proud of it. The AZYEP has given me a sense of belonging because I am part of something. Having a sense of belonging is very important to me because it makes me feel happy and not lonely. I'm very glad that I decided to do something out of my comfort zone because if I hadn't joined AZYEP, I don't know where I would be right now. I have found new friends and family in the community radio, and I'm so happy to have met great people that have helped me throughout the way, like Esther and Vanessa, two amazing people that have made my experience with the program fun and memorable. I have a radio show with them and my sister Erica called The Sister Show. Beth is also a kind and amazing person that I'm so glad to have met. She has helped me become a better version of myself and has helped me so much throughout the way. También me gustaría agradecerles a mis padres, a mi hermano y a mi hermana por estar allí conmigo en cada paso del camino y apoyarme en todo lo que hago. Muchas gracias. Thank you, everyone.
To wrap up this special AZYEP reflection is David Good, who wrote a spoken word piece in response to N. Scott Mamaday's memoir, The Way to Rainy Mountain.
Let me tell you a story about a kid just like me. He's everywhere in every school from LA to New York City, and you'll find him in the back of the class, or quietly watching the clouds pass out any window that can distract him from his next task. He's having a daydream about who knows what. Could be a story about a soldier or a girl that he loves, maybe a song he thought of with a catchy tune to hum, or maybe he's just wishing for summer to come. I do it all the time, yeah, I imagine that I have, because the real world ain't so cool without the stories. I'm glad there's an outlet for the kids like me, where us dreamers can dream big, we can do anything. A man ought to concentrate his mind upon the remembered earth. Remember what? The wars, the pain, the hurt, the same old history, because we never learn. No. You see, kids like me concentrate on what we create, because who listens here and now to hear your name doesn't listen to the ones who are more of the same. Rather, the ones who have something new to say are. Most essential being consists in language. Without it, how's a human being different from penguins or the snails on a rock that move at such a slow pace? A whole day could be wasted getting from place to place. You see, I have existence, whole being in your imagination when you listen to a song or a story I wrote. And the fact is, this moral and verbal dimension is run by the words written and spoken. For centuries, more stories find the hidden identity within all the people. And I bet that we wouldn't be building skyscrapers in Chicago, Illinois, if it weren't for the artists who originally built stories. The relationship between language and experience is interesting in itself because of its balance. The experience needs language for it to be used, but the language can make anything true. Once I was an astronaut, and even before that, I was 80 years old, and later I was that 8-year-old kid. I was a ball player, a poet. You could name it, I was it. You see, the magic of words and names is the fact that it lets us be anything, and anything can happen at any given time. And if you want rhythm, you can even make it rhyme. That's why kids like me stare out into the abyss, because our thoughts and our stories are truly a gift that God himself bestowed upon his kids. So I'm not ashamed, for none of it was meaningless, even though there have been a few assignments I missed while I was becoming more than just a small town kid, because we are what we imagine.
Thanks to all listeners who've tuned in to listen to the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program. The voices of our local youth are critical. They help keep us tuned in to what's going on in the world and what the future holds. They are bright, they are loud, and you can hear them right here on KDNK. As long as the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program is here, you will stay in touch with the youth of our valley. Thanks again for listening.